This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, March 24. God's glory. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 8. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified. An old friend of mine, a committed Christian, was recovering from an excruciating chemotherapy treatment. When I visited with him, he smiled and joked a lot. But at one point, his face became serious. "I'd like to live for as long as God wants me to, but I'm not afraid to die because I know Jesus," he said. Our reading for today is a powerful passage in which the Apostle Paul discusses living as a Christian through the suffering that often comes as part of our fallen humanity. The Apostle knows what pain and suffering are all about, so he's addressing this topic both personally and theologically. Paul maintains that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. This doesn't minimize the pain we're going through. Rather, it elevates the much more outstanding glory to come. How can Christ be glorified in us through our suffering? By our declaration of our love for Him, by our trusting in His faithfulness, by our holding to the peace of God despite our pain and struggle. The Spirit always helps us, even if we don't know what to do and how to pray about our situation. In your suffering, remember that God's grace is real. Nothing can separate you from His love in Christ Jesus. Pray with me. Our Father, encourage us with your Spirit when we go through difficult times. Even in our suffering, remind us of the glory you have prepared for us in Christ. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.